ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast has everything you need in a podcast.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
This is where we just throw out into the world a conversation we want to have, and a warning today that it is a medical one about your private parts. So if there are little ears, be aware of that, because we wanted to talk to someone who has two vaginas, and we actually have Evelyn Miller on with us right now. How are you, Evelyn?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
Evelyn, thank you for
having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you. Thank you for being so open and honest with us this morning.
No worries.
Obviously, the condition you have is quite rare. Why are you so happy to talk about it and try and, you know, it's just to try and raise awareness?
You know, I kept it secret for so long.
Right.
Just because I didn't know if it was a condition that would affect me having children. Mm. But I've just had a baby 4 months ago, and I think, you know, I have a past in sex work, so I'm already incredibly open.
Well, talk us through what it actually entails, because do you have double of all the reproductive parts, or what medically do you have?
Yeah, so I have a condition called complete uterus adelphi. So there's a lot of different mutations, but mine is one of the most severe cases where, so there's like one labia, there's one opening, but there's two holes, two cervixes, two uteruses, and one ovary attached to each side.
Wow.
So yeah, they're both sort of like a hole and then a wall and then a hole. That's what it looks like.
So talk us through how you were able to fall pregnant then, because by what I understand is one ovary releases an egg 1 month and then the next month it's the other one. So how did you know which to try to conceive in if they're two separate ones?
Yeah, so that was the really hard part. We were sort of almost pressured into IVF just to take away that stress. But so they don't know how it works. They don't know if both sides, because then different ovulate at the same time, mm-hmm. or if they take turns. Right. But we were only using the right side. We were told to use the right side because the cervix is a tiny bit bigger.
How interesting.
So I'm so glad all that worked out well for you. Going back to your, you mentioned it before, you have a past working in the sex industry. So how did that work? Did you use both of your vaginas for sex work, or did you use one for that, one for pleasure? Like, what was the breakdown there?
Yeah, so I was working as an escort, and I was actually using one for work and one for my boyfriend.
Yeah.
It made me feel a bit better about it.
Like you can leave work at work and not have to take it home. How very intriguing. So when it comes to getting STI tests and pap smears and things like that, do you have to get double?
Yeah, I have to have two of everything. So it was really hard when I was working as an escort. I had to, obviously, I got very regularly STD check just for my own health. And I always had to explain it to doctors.
Yeah.
Because they've just never seen it, and I have to explain that there's a hole there, and it was a lot.
Would you say it's been a curse in your life or a blessing in your life or just somewhere in between?
Two periods is definitely a curse.
Right. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not very fun. When I was younger, actually, I used to tell my mum that tampons didn't work because they didn't, because I was just using one.
Wow.
Wow. And you said there, so obviously the period was the curse sort of side of it, but was there another side of the coin? Like, has it had benefits in your life?
Well, it's fun now having two.
It's fun. Good.
Yeah.
So do you have a good side and a bad side? Like.
Yeah, yeah. I prefer the right one. The left one's the bad one. That one I use for work.
Oh, wow.
Wow. It's so interesting.
And how did you have that conversation with your partner? Like, how does that go down when you first.
They don't believe me until I show them, and then they're like, what?
Wow. Evelyn Miller, living your life with two vaginas. So interesting to hear your story. You speak about it so openly and honestly, and you raise great awareness. There's so many conditions out there that are just, you know, people don't understand, and many that people don't even know about.
Yeah.
So that's one for me. Evelyn, you're a Queenslander, and you're just, so open about it. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You just finished listening to the Cliffo and Gabby podcast, wrapped up thanks to Spotlight. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate, and celebrate this Christmas.